Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
The home squad are talking all things tiles this afternoon, the different types, what goes where, can you DIY it? Whatever your questions for the home squad, send them in to me. It's 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number. And Jenny Sheehan, Irish Examiner columnist and former winner of Home of the Year, and Sarah Twigdoyle, interior stylist and designer, will hopefully answer those questions for you. Good afternoon. How are things?
Hi, good. Thank you.
Now, first thing, Jenny, to consider when people are picking tiles.
You need to pick the right material for where you're putting them. So some tiles are going to be really suitable for floor, high traffic areas. Some tiles are going to be best placed on the wall and they might be a bit too delicate for the floor. And I would certainly say be very careful about your grout, because cleaning grout is the biggest pain ever.
Mm. The tile shops, though, the tiler, a lot of the time they'll advise you, though, about this kind
they'll
of stuff.
They'll tell you. You don't need to learn off every material. No. I mean, in general, you know, porcelain is pretty much the most robust that you can get. Ceramic is a bit more affordable, but fairly durable. You're grand, and it kind of goes down from there. You need to be a bit aware of natural stone. If you're going for like a marble or a sandstone, they're very, very porous and you need to seal them. So think about maintenance, but you're absolutely right. Any, you know, you go into a good tile shop and you say, this is what I want to do, this is where I want to do it, and let me off. And then all you need to worry about is your colours and your patterns and how you want it to look.
And what kind of a budget that you might have as well. Where do you stand, Sarah, on a lot of the, you know, those very kind of tiles that are on trend?
It's very easy to be swayed by what you're seeing in glossy magazines or on Instagram. But I think when it comes to tiles, you have to have a gut reaction. Just because you've seen it in a magazine doesn't mean it'll work in your house. So I would always err on the side of think about what you already have. Is a really loud brash tile going to look so out of keeping with the rest of the house? So I always think it's yes, look at trends, but also think about the timelessness of that trend. So, you know, there's a lot of very bright pattern tiles around at the moment. You know, will we still be liking those in 5 years' time? It's really hard to say. But then, you know, that's the nature of trends.
I really like those little, you know, the kind of Spanish little individual mosaic type. They're very small little tiles that you get and you can piece them all together in a different look. I like them, but I feel that they're something that's on trend that's going to go out with a bang fairly soon.
I think you're so right there that the thing about trends is just to be aware of them. But if you like them, then you like them. It's fine. Like, be careful that you don't only like them because they're trendy. But if something goes out of trend and you still like it, it's fine. It's your house.
That's
it doesn't
matter. Right. Listener questions. Mel has sent us in a WhatsApp and a picture, which you've both been looking at. She's wondering, she says, I'm considering the below tiles for my kitchen splashback. Do you think they're appropriate to deal with the heat of the electric hob? They're glass and stone mosaic herringbone sheets. The glass is the little bit that worries me. I would actually describe them as more of they're nearly like a gold tile with a sort of a little mirror effect.
Yeah, they're very pretty.
Very nice. Pretty. But how practical are they?
Well, I mean, the first thing to consider, obviously, that's a lot of grout to clean on a splashback. I don't know how tidy a cook she is. It would be a no for me because I would have tomato sauce splashed all over the back.
I'm going to have to cut across you, Sarah, for one moment, because Micheál Martin has taken to his feet in the election for Taoiseach. Now, Sarah Twigdoyle, you were answering our listener Mel's question about whether or not that gold a splashback in the kitchen is a good idea, yes or no?
Yes or no. I think if you're going to do it, go with a darker grout. So, you know, don't do white or cream or you know, pick a colour from, there's quite a nice dark colour in that tile. So I would go with a dark grout if you are going to do it. And also just double check that those tiles are suitable for heat. So check that it's made of tempered glass in that tile.
Yeah, it could be difficult to keep clean, couldn't it?
The tile itself is not difficult. Glass, as long as it's tempered, it's easy, you know, it's fine in water and hot environments. It's no problem. It's easy to wipe clean, but you're so right about that grout. Just always think about grout. If you don't have to have white grout, then why would you do it for yourself?
Yeah. Listener says, I'd love to make a tabletop for our garden table with little bits of broken tiles. Have you any idea what I could use to try and glue it down?
Grout.
Oh, that's
just it. Just use grout. I would buy a normal bag of grout. I would, go for a colour if you want. Look for an epoxy or a polymer grout. Nicoband or Bal are two really, really good brands and you can get it yourself. I love that idea of the little breadth of broken tiles and different patterns. That sounds lovely. And I would use a grout, an epoxy grout.
Michelle is wondering, Sarah, she says she's converting the garage and they have a 3 metre by 1.5 bathroom. We'll be putting in a glass panel. Should we have different tiles like the mosaic and the shower area to the rest of the room? What would you recommend? We're also thinking of getting the PVC sheeting for the wall. It's easier to clean. Any thoughts?
So I would actually say the new shower panel, so that PVC sheeting she's talking about is genius, and people are putting those in their shower because, again, eliminating all of that sort of grout that's just going to get coloured and stained over time. So I think actually if I were her, I would put the shower panel, the PVC shower panels in the shower. And I think, you know, a mosaic tile could be really nice. So, those little penny mosaics are really cool on the floor. So she could do that as a floor tile, perhaps. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's quite nice if you have two different materials. I think if you start going into too many, it can become a bit of a hot mess. And don't forget, you don't have to tile the entire bathroom. You can use
pricey.
Yeah, exactly. So
as somebody did it 2 years ago.
Unless you have a wet room on walls that you're not going to get wet, then just get a really good quality bathroom paint.
Listeners wondering, I'm really tempted to try tiling my small bathroom myself, Jenny. I've never done anything like this before. Am I mad? What kit would I need? I think you're mad, but anyway.
Look, it's not for the faint-hearted, but if you think you can do it, right?
Big project to start with, though,
A big project to start with, and Sarah had really good advice earlier saying, check a video first. Just sit down and educate yourself. Watch as many YouTube videos as you can. The real difficulty is going to be in cutting the tiles. It will break your heart. You need a specialist tile cutter. It's a piece of equipment that you can buy. But cutting the tiles to make sure that they line up with the door frame and all that kind of stuff is the most difficult bit. The actual grouting and laying them down is not super difficult. It's the finishing on the edges then that's going to be hard. So, you know, a good tiler, he might miter the edge or she might miter the edge of the tile to make it look really seamless and really polished. And you might not get quite that finished look. I think go for it if you think you can.
And actually, that's where mosaics can be actually quite good because they come in a sheet. So it's a little bit easier to kind of cutting tile. I had a go. I haven't tiled before. I'll be completely honest. I'm a bit like you, Andrea. I was a bit like, that seems quite
of all the jobs.
Scary. But I actually did do a fireplace. But I had some guidance from a DIY guru friend of mine, Julia Miller Osborne from Salvage Squad, who very kindly, when I said, "Can you come and show me how to do this?" And we did actually do mosaics because that was the
slightly
I think
easier.
that's the lesson one to do something like that first and then maybe, you know, progress
beyond that. Can you ask your experts what they think of PVC tiles and wall panels? Grofix are one of the products.
I like them. Again,
what's the difference?
The PVC tiles they're a mixture composite, but they're very, very long lasting. They're very, very hard wearing. They're not made of ceramic or a compound stone. They're made from PVC. So they're long lasting. You know, they're inexpensive, which is good. Usually the pattern is printed on them. So I wouldn't put them on the floor. I don't think they can go on the floor anyway.
No.
But somewhere like a shower, they can be really handy.
I think for a shower, they're a great option now. Yeah. And an affordable one. You know, they're a good budget entry.
Aisling is wondering about whether or not it's possible to source parquet style tiles for your hallway and kitchen.
Yeah. And you can
what
even
are
get
they,
ones?
First of all, now?
Well, so they would be wood effect tiles, basically.
Oh,
so
sorry.
They have the image of wood effectively sort of printed kind of onto them. But they can look extremely realistic.
Posh lino.
Yeah. So you're basically that you can lay them in a variety of ways, but you can get the thin tiles that will allow you to lay them in a parquet into a herringbone
style. I'm looking at them here and they're a brilliant idea.
Yeah, fantastic.
Saves the hassle with doing the herringbone and everything.
And actually, they're a really good option that you can do throughout. You know, for example, with underfloor heating, it's really, really good to use tiles because their thermal properties are better with tile. So if you have underfloor heating, they're a really great option. And also, a lot of the tiles, the wood effect floors, they have a good scrub rating. So you can actually even bring them out into your patio, for example.
So they're practical for the hallway and kitchen.
Yeah, really, really durable, really practical. And they look so real. realistic, don't they? They're very, very much, because a lot of them are even textured to feel like wood, not just look like it.
We're going
to
have to bring you back to answer listener questions about tiling upstairs, because we didn't get through a third of your questions today. You can thank Micheál Martin for becoming Taoiseach during the middle of the Home Squad for that. But for the moment, Jenny Sheehan, Irish Examiner columnist and former winner of Home of the Year, and Sarah Twigg Doyle, interior stylist and designer. Thanks a million, though, to you both for joining us here this Thursday afternoon. You can email us whatever your issues, complaints, thoughts, opinions. It's Lunchtime Live at newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.